After FBI investigators arrested Robert Segevin and Wainwright this July for child exploitation, they wanted to be sure the North Slope man didn't have any other victims. In charging documents, they showed evidence of how Segevin, who is 31, used social media chats to badger teenage girls into sending him sexually explicit pictures of themselves. The victims were as young as 12, 13, and 15. Chloe Martin, a spokesperson for the FBI's Alaska field office, says, although this case takes place in one of the most isolated places in the nation, it is not beyond the FBI's reach.
No matter where a child lives, they deserve safety, support, and justice.
Martin says sexual exploitation occurs in large cities and small communities alike, and it helps to end the abuse when victims come forward.
Victims may be eligible for certain services, potentially restitution, and rights under federal and/or state law. And of course, all identities of these victims will be kept confidential.
The FBI's Anchorage field office and the North Slope Borough's police department worked together on this case, which came to light last October after a North Slope Borough police officer took a complaint from a 15-year-old girl. She told the officer Segevin had asked for images of her breasts and private parts. In the course of the investigation, he learned that other children had received similar messages and that a 13-year-old had sent Segevin nude photos. The FBI is asking anyone who has information about Segevin's alleged crimes to contact the Anchorage FBI field office or go online at tips.fbi.gov. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.